You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Mobile devices are increasingly being used by travellers researching holidays online. Online display ads reached their highest viewability rates in the fourth quarter of last year in France, and social media use is rising in Mexico. Mobile devices are increasingly being used by travellers researching holidays online, according to a study by HEBS Digital Research. A big trend cited by 60% of holiday makers was to start researching holiday information on a mobile device before moving to a computer later in the booking journey. When asking travel websites about their customers, they found that 44% of page views came from mobile devices, and over 20% of bookings were made on mobile devices. The research shows that it's increasingly important for travel websites to optimize their websites for mobile devices. This is especially true since several of the world's major search engines, such as Google and Yandex, have introduced mobile friendliness as a ranking factor in the search engine results pages. Research by Integral Ad Science has revealed that online display ads reached the highest viewability rates in the fourth quarter of last year in France. 53.3% of display ads were classed as viewable in Q4, up from just 43.8% in Q2 of that year. This is a higher viewability rate than was seen in the US, UK, Germany, and Australia during the same time period. Ads purchased from publishers had a higher viewability rate than those purchased from networks and exchanges. Looking at ads bought from publishers, 57% were viewable for 1 second or more, 40% were viewable for 5 seconds or more, and 22% were viewable for 15 seconds or more. Looking at networks and exchanges, 53% were viewable for 1 second or more, 37% were viewable for 5 seconds or more, and 24% were viewable for 15 seconds or more. France has an internet penetration rate of 86%, equivalent to 55 million people. Social media use is rising in Mexico, according to research by eMarketer. 54.7 million Mexicans are expected to use a social network by the end of this year, an increase of 13.5% on 2015. This is equivalent to 77% of internet users. Social media penetration is expected to continue rising over the next 3 years, hitting 68.1 million Mexicans, or 80% of internet users, by 2019. Mexico has an internet penetration rate of 58%, equivalent to around 71 million people. The German budget supermarket Lidl has launched an e-commerce site targeting Belgium. The website is the company's first online store outside its home country of Germany, and currently only sells non-food items such as clothes, kitchen appliances, and garden tools. There are rumours that the site will grow to include food and drink products in the future, but Lidl have not yet confirmed or denied this. Users will only be able to have items delivered to their homes, with collection from stores currently not being an option. The Belgian e-commerce market is worth around 2.6 billion euros and is growing rapidly. And finally, a man has found himself banned from Amazon for life for returning too many items. British shopper Greg Nelson had bought 343 items from Amazon since he joined the site 14 years ago, and in that time he's returned 37 because they were faulty or did not match the product description on Amazon's site. In a move that has shocked many, Amazon decided to permanently shut down his account, a decision that has angered Mr. Nelson. Speaking to the Guardian newspaper, he said, "I could understand it if there were evidence that I had somehow tried to abuse the system, but I haven't," adding that he thought Amazon's decisions to close his account just because he'd sent items back was outrageous. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.